You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity, the podcast that takes strides that change lives. We are headed into 7 moments of Chatting with Charity in which I will share with you things that I have learned in 2022. I'm so happy to have you, and let's get things started. You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity. Hey, you're now tuning into moment 6, and this ride is all about creating strong, fuerte boundaries. Boundaries are so important, but they're so horribly difficult to create. I don't know what it is inside of us. Perhaps it's just the altruism of God that's inside of us that constantly gives people multiple chances to make the same mistakes, and that does not benefit us. But ultimately, that love and that compassion is what led to the crucifixion of Christ. So I started this ride coming straight out the gate, okay? Full guns a-blazing, going 150 miles per hour, but it's the truth. We have so much love and compassion that's innately inside of us that it sometimes causes us to make really bad decisions. And I think making bad decisions is like a routine thing in many of our lives where we're just like really hanging on a thread because we've constantly gave people so many chances. We didn't say enough no's. We didn't have enough time to pray. We just kind of jumped on top of things, and those things ended up jumping on top of us. But boundaries are there to give you an opportunity to take a beat. And I never saw boundaries in that way because I'm always like, well, I'm a free thinker. I think outside the box. I'm just going to live my life free and wild. But you pay for every risk that you take. The least you can do is take a second to think about it. If I thought more about the things that I was going through, and if I spent more time waiting and sitting in it and tearing with it and just really deciding how I want to respond, I probably would avoid a lot of stress and a lot of pain and a lot of heartache. Boundaries are there for you. You create them. You create your own boundaries. And when you create your own boundaries, you're able to respect other people's boundaries, because the reality is that life is what you make it. And you don't have to give people what you can't give them. You don't have to be to people what you're not able to be to them. It's first most important that you love yourself and then you love other people. But the self-love thing is just not there for many of us. We're so critical on ourselves and we don't spend time to develop ourselves and to understand what we really need out of other people. And your boundaries give you an opportunity to do that. 2023 is all about building boundaries that you love and you can live within and flourish. Finding your happiness and knowing how far you can go before that happiness turns into anxiety, into stress, into whatever's necessary. And if you're going to leave your boundary, you better climb that wall and do all the work necessary to climb to the other side. But don't shift your boundaries until you're ready. So sometimes our boundaries are there to protect us, and other times we have to move them, and other times we have to climb over the wall because we got to go on the other side and deal with something that we really don't want to deal with. But guess what? When you come back, your boundaries are there for you. Your boundaries are self-care. They're self-love. I'm learning this more and more in life because, gosh, the type of situations I can find myself in are so jarring, darling, honestly, jarring. Because it's like, wow, if you don't tell people, Charity, how you want to be treated and what you're willing to tolerate, if you've never thought about that, goodness, make a list of your things you don't want. Listen, if you don't make a list of the things that you don't want, then you don't have a place to start with. This guy is trying to talk to me. And I told him, and I said, hey, I've been in Atlanta for a few months and I realized that all the guys here just want to hook up. And I get it. Sex is great and it's wonderful, okay? It's even better when you're married. Fornication is a sin. Hello? That's why we end up with these whack men. That's not the point that I'm talking about. Let's reel it back in. So I said, I get it. You guys all want to have sex, but look, there's a lot of people out here to have sex with. Have sex with those people. You don't need to try to have sex with me. I want you to get to know me and I want to take my time. And I just feel like I'll get there when I get there, but I don't want to feel like that's just the only thing that a woman is good for. This is getting pretty cynical at this point when it comes to men here in Atlanta. That's a boundary that I just was able to say from the very beginning. And then I was like, hey, by the way, You know, I often love, and I often love to cuddle, and I'm very affectionate, and I'm just a really cuddly, sweet person when I'm in my home. And that's a side of me that the world probably doesn't really see. They see their CEO, boss, but really in my home, I am cuddly. I'm a server. I love flowers and good music and candles. And I just love to play dainty, play it, because yeah, my real life is rough. Okay, I'm tripping. Seriously. So I'm telling this guy this, and it's so important for me to tell him, like, hey, even if I try, could you have a boundary too for me that you'll respect the fact that I don't want to be intimate with you, and I want my boundary to be supported by you? And that's just such maturity. Like, I've got to give myself a pat on the back. This is probably the funniest ride I've done, but I got to give myself a pat on the back, because your girl ain't never been that honest in her life. Do you know that I finally launched Lux & Co? Yes, this business idea that I have been working so hard on is ready for you to purchase, to enjoy, and most importantly, to have an experience in a moment that awaits you. This particular company is all about Christians who want to have a higher connection with God and desire to make 2023 amazing. This is the year for the chosen. You don't want to get into this year without these products, because they're going to help you push through and meet those goals. Be a push through Christian this year and get where you need to be by going to LuxAndCoBrand.com and purchasing a product that is going to support you and your walk with God, but most importantly, help you elevate to a higher purpose. Thank you for shopping, and let's get back to this moment. But that's what it takes, right? Telling people your no's up front, giving them your yeses, and taking time to think about it, because it's your life. Own it. Be the master of your own life. Be the creator, the co-creator of your own life. Stand firm on your own beliefs. Whether you say you're going to do something and you're not going to do something, whether you want this or you want that, whatever it is, just go out there and get it, but create a boundary for yourself. Whether it's, I'm not going to give up on myself, that's a boundary. If I say I'm going to do it, that's a boundary. If I don't want it, that's a boundary. Craft your life. Craft your life in 2023. So again, I thought I was going to tell you like something very negative about boundaries, or positive, like everybody needs boundaries, such are boundaries. But I want you to look at boundaries as an opportunity for you to have your voice heard, for you to be seen. And when you communicate those boundaries, that's what it is. It's having your voice heard and being seen. And that's your 15 minutes. That's your moment to speak. That's your moment to say what you can and cannot do. And it's about self-respect and integrity. I'm gonna go ahead and tell y'all too, I had a situation, oh my God, yesterday. Chill. I had a situation yesterday. I really was given information in a very misleading way, and I took it and I ran with it. And I allowed it to cause so many awful emotions and stress me out to the point of no return. And the reason why that was able to happen is because I didn't have a boundary. My new boundary is no receipts, no speak. If you can't prove it to me, you can't show it to me, please don't bring it to me. If you're not about that life, you don't want more for your life, please don't come to me. And I broke every single boundary with this person. Every single one, from jumping out the gates, okay? Boundary after boundary. I'm personally crushing my own boundaries down. I am taking a chainsaw to the wall. Something that I set up to protect myself, I'm tearing it down. We are often our own worst enemy. Never wanting more for ourselves, but more for other people, even if it's at the expense of who we are. And all the effort and work we've done to build ourselves up, why are we unblocking people we shouldn't be unblocking? Why are we answering phone calls we shouldn't be answering? Why are we eating stuff we know we should not be eating? Where are your boundaries? When you decide where they lie, within that is the capacity for good things to happen, for you to feel protected, for you to feel safe. Before, you know, I was also watching this documentary with Prince Harry. And they describe the royal palace as like a prison jail inside. Darling, if you send me to royalty, I'm going to enjoy it. I sure if I see French fries, put them in the car, I'll have them on the way to go. But somehow Meghan Markle was able to convince Harry of believing that the boundaries that he lives inside of is a prison cell. He got out those boundaries, and now he's out here like the rest of us trying to get a check. Okay? But the reality is that those boundaries only become a prison when the inside is a prison cell. What you do in your four walls is what makes your life amazing. But regardless, you need that protection. You need that boundary. You need that space where you get to thrive and think about things and live and just be. It's perfect to have it. There's nothing wrong with it. And when you can't do it anymore, you change it. But stop thinking of jumping out. Just expand your boundaries. Make it wider, smaller. But don't feel like you don't need them. They're there for you. And I am too. So thank you for enjoying moment number 6, all about how to create very strong boundaries. I really hope that you enjoyed this ride. Let's kick it into number 7. And it is our last ride in these 7 moments of chatting with Charity. Don't forget to rate this podcast, share, like, and subscribe. See you next Thursday on Chatting with Charity. And don't forget to bring your friend. Until then, you can find us on Instagram @ Chatting with Charity.